Welcome to the Council of Better Business Bureau's podcast, The Bistro, where we will discuss today's hottest consumer trends, predict the future with consumer experts, and learn how elite businesses and entrepreneurs continue to push the envelope in today's marketplace.
Hello, and welcome to The Bistro. For the Better Business Bureau, I'm your host, Elaine Espinola. Thank you so much for listening today. We have a great podcast discussion for you, a conversation that focuses on kindness. Today, more than ever, our communities can use an uplifting message to inspire positive action and help create a movement of kindness everywhere. Our guest today is consumer advocate and best-selling author of the book, The Kindness Revolution. As the founder of the nonprofit advocacy initiative, The Kindness Revolution, Ed Horrell is a professional speaker addressing large audiences all over the country, as well as being published and quoted over 250 times in various business magazines such as Forbes, Business Week, Business Communications Review, and Computer World. Welcome to the Bistro, Ed. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Elaine. I'm delighted to be with you.
Oh, well, this is going to be a great conversation. So can you just share with our listeners, what is The Kindness Revolution?
This is a mouthful. The Kindness Revolution is a national nonprofit cause marketing initiative. Our mission is to raise the awareness of values such as kindness in leadership, customer service, schools, and communities.
Okay. Well, of course, that all sounds fabulous. You know, how, why, when did the Kindness Revolution begin?
You know, I'd like to tell you this was something that was strategically thought out, but it came as a result of a book, like you mentioned, that was published about 10 years ago of the same name called The Kindness Revolution. And as I was speaking to promote the book, which is based on a summary of what iconic customer service providers have in common, and I researched companies such as L.L. Bean, the Ritz-Carlton, Chick-fil-A, FedEx, St. Jude Children's Research Center, and found that what they have in common is a core set of values with an emphasis on kindness that permeates through the organization to their customers. While I was promoting the book, I was approached by a number of people who asked, have you ever thought of creating some type of formal initiative to promote these values? And I thought that would be a good idea. So that's how the Kindness Revolution was actually formed. We actually started the initiative in 2006. We became a nonprofit in 2007, and now we're active in over 300 cities across the country.
Wow, that is phenomenal. Can you share some specific examples of the Kindness Revolution in everyday life?
If you're talking about examples of what the initiative does, we partner with leading businesses in each of those cities that we're active in. We have one exclusive voice, if you will. We call our partners our community champions. And they're active in the community doing everything from recognition of good service providers, businesses in their communities, teachers, students. We do community events such as town hall meetings and rallies. We have school programs for students under our It's Cool to Be Kind umbrella. We partner with a number of other like-minded businesses in the communities that we're active. So we have activities that are going on every day, including the distribution of very popular wristbands, which remind the wearers of the wristbands to think a little bit before they behave. We send out about 40 to 50,000 of these bracelets every month across the United States.
Wow. And so you mentioned the community champions. And do you also have something called the Friends of the Kindness Revolution? What is that?
We're funded entirely. We're a nonprofit, but we're funded entirely by our business partners. So we don't accept any donations or grants or contributions. Everything we do, and we're fairly unique as far as we can tell, we're the only kindness organization that's funded entirely by the private sector. But we also have what we call Friends of the Kindness Revolution, which are individuals and families. And they volunteer to be what might be known as a brand ambassador. And they help our business partners promote the cause in their community, primarily by talking about it and giving out the wristbands that I mentioned earlier.
I see. So if someone wanted to get involved as a friend of the Kindness Revolution or as a community champion with a business, how exactly would they go about that?
Actually, there are a couple of ways to do that. Probably the most frequent is by going to our website, which is thekindnessrevolution.net, thekindnessrevolution.net. Or you can contact your local community champion and make arrangements with them to get bracelets to give out to your friends and family, again, to help us with the mission of awareness.
I love it. I think that's a fabulous mission. You know, and so I guess the next question is, how are you currently spreading your message? Besides, you know, someone might want to hear this podcast, for example, and say, wow, I think that's amazing. I'm going to go on the website and I'm going to, you know, try and get some of these bracelets and share. But how are you just sharing this with the world?
Each of our partners, each of our community champions, when they come on board with us, we establish a social media platform for them, which is primarily Facebook. So in each of the communities in which we're active, we have active social media. We provide content for them to distribute in their community. They also provide local content, such as recognition of individuals, organizations, nonprofits, athletic teams, whatever may be going on locally in their community. So as a result of that outreach, Elaine, we reach, you know, every month millions of consumers spreading positive good news. And, you know, in today's environment, there's probably never been a better time for some type of distribution of a positive message.
Absolutely.
So we're active on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, you know, the traditional social media platforms.
Sure.
I also host a syndicated public service announcement for radio, which we call Kindness Moments. And these are 30 and 60 second public service announcements that we cut weekly. And we're heard right now in we're syndicated in over 100 radio stations that cover over 1,000 cities across the U.S.
That is amazing. You know, we talked about the world today. You know, kindness, you know, it's wonderful. It's contagious. It's free to give. It's helpful to so many. Why is it, Ed, do you think that kindness is not always the first instinct for individuals? And why is it so important to create an actual revolution of kindness in the world today?
You know, that first question that you ask is a tough one. I don't know whether it's, first of all, I think we're surrounded by a lot of negativity,
mm-hmm.
Whether it be, and I'm not talking about a political lean either way, but
sure.
Whether it's politics, whether it's rudeness on in customer service, whether it's indifference and rudeness in social media, bullying in schools. You know, we live in an environment that is somewhat surrounded by some of that negativity. You can get into questions, you know, whether we're dealing with education or parenting issues or whatever. But regardless of the cause, I don't think that there's ever been a better time for what we call a revolution of kindness. And we think the only way to do that is to make sure that we encourage people to think a little bit before they behave. Listening is a skill that somewhat that should be probably emphasized more. Empathy is certainly a requirement for kindness. And just thinking before we act,
sure.
as to how we might impact the other person.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Speaking of impact, you know, is there any way for your organization to kind of track the kind of impact that you're making?
That's a good question, and we probably are not as good as that as we should be. We have had schools that have participated with our Cool to Be Kind program that have actually tracked reduction in reports of negative behavior, if you will. Through our social media, we get a lot of feedback. We also have applications that we use that we can track literally how often kindness is referred to on social media, and we like to see those trends going up.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good question that I don't have the best answer for right now.
Right. Well, it's good that we just that this movement is really just continues to pump out sort of kind messages and positivity. So as I'm listening to you, I'm just wondering, I'm thinking to myself, wow, I would love to see a program like this at a school near me. How would someone go about that? I guess you could go to the website. You could look at your geographic area, see if there's, you know, a local Friends of the Kindness Revolution or a champion, as you said. If there isn't, how can you go about starting that?
They can, on the website, there's an opportunity that they can just create a form showing interest, and we'll respond and get the program started. We also have partnered just recently with an exciting, it's not a new program, but it's a program that we're a new partner of, called the Great Kindness Challenge,
mm-hmm.
which is a national, it's an annual program in its basis that takes place in January, where schools and classrooms can sign up and agree to participate in what they call the Great Kindness Challenge. But it can also take place at any time, meaning that if you didn't want to wait until January, you could begin that participation now.
Mm-hmm.
That website is thegreatkindnesschallenge.com, and you'll see that we're a partner of that, and we would encourage any schools that would like to participate that may be listening to sign on board there. If they want to contact us directly to get involved with our Cool to Be Kind program, which again is a sponsor of the Great Kindness Challenge.
Excellent.
They can do that via our website.
Okay.
At thekindnessrevolution.net.
Well, I am listening intently, and I think it is very cool to be kind. So I might look that up myself, Ed. I've got three kids, and this is such a great message. We're coming to
glad you think so, Elaine.
Absolutely. So we're coming to the end of our conversation here. I know you give, you know, radio messaging. What are your top three tips for anyone listening right now on what they can do today to be more mindful in exuding kindness?
Focus on listening, focus on empathy, and think before you talk. Those would be the three basic elements, I think, that can lead to a revolution of kindness.
Wonderful. I love it. Such a great message, such a great conversation. And I want to thank you for taking the time to speak with us today on The Bistro. Once again, can you share your website one more time for our listeners?
It is thekindnessrevolution.net.
All right. Thank you so much, Ed.
Been a pleasure.
The Better Business Bureau is deeply committed to building and advancing a better marketplace, a trusted marketplace for all, because trust always matters. For the Better Business Bureau and as your host of The Bistro, I'm Elena Spinola, and I thank you for listening, and I encourage you to give us your feedback on this episode. Until next time, it's been my pleasure discussing better business with you.
You just enjoyed The Bistro podcast. Be sure to tune in next month for a brand new episode. To learn more about our other shows, visit betterbusiness.blueberry.com. That's betterbusiness.blueberry.com, and subscribe. The thoughts and opinions expressed on this podcast are the views and opinions of the guests, not those of the Better Business Bureau, Council of Better Business Bureaus, or program affiliates. This podcast is for information and educational purposes only and is copyrighted with all rights reserved. This podcast is protected by Blueberry's Terms of Service.